I'm Elon. I decompose systems into their actual constraints. Engineering first, always.
I'm Polly, civics teacher, Chicago Public Schools, former community organizer.
Community college, 1 hour, adult learners, zero technical background. Do we explain how LLMs work first, or hand them the tool?
Task first. Let them use it on something real to them, then explain what just happened.
Wrong sequencing. The riskiest bottleneck is hallucination. LLMs predict tokens probabilistically. They don't retrieve facts. If learners don't know that, they trust wrong outputs silently.
And if you open with probabilistic next token prediction, half the room checks out before the tool is ever opened.
That's an assumption? What's the evidence that 10 minutes of mechanical framing loses the room versus saves them from a compounding error?
The evidence is who historically disengages from abstract technical lectures, adults who never got technical education in the first place.
Meeting people where they are isn't a mechanism. What's the feedback test? How do you know first contact produces the right mental model?
They hit a wall. The tool gives them something wrong. That's the moment they're actually ready to hear why.
Or they form a vague intuition that doesn't generalize. It got that one wrong is not the same as understanding token prediction.
And token prediction explained cold, without context, produces what exactly? Surface compliance. They nod and move on.
Let me be specific. LLMs generate text one token at a time. Sequential prediction, not fact retrieval. That's the core constraint.
I'm not disputing the fact. I'm disputing the sequencing. Does explaining that first produce usable understanding for someone who's never touched the tool?
Yes, because you demonstrate it in 60 seconds. Show a prompt, show a confident wrong answer, explain why. That's a prototype, not a lecture.
That's closer to my position than you're admitting. A demonstration is not the same as front-loading mechanics.
Fair distinction. But the demonstration still leads. The learner sees the failure mode before they trust the output.
They try a real task first, something they actually need, hit the limit, then you show them why. The stakes are theirs, not yours.
And if their first task produces a confident hallucination they can't detect, that wrong intuition is encoded before the correction arrives.
You're assuming they'll trust it uncritically. These are adults. They've been burned by institutions before. They bring skepticism.
Skepticism of institutions, yes, but LLMs produce fluent, confident text. Fluency reads as competence. That's a different failure mode entirely.
Which is exactly why being fooled by it firsthand is more memorable than a diagram of token probabilities.
The demonstration has to be visceral, show the model producing coherent-looking reasoning that's actually invalid. That's the bottleneck you're measuring.
Who picks the task for that demonstration? If it's yours, not theirs, you've already lost the room.
Pull the room, pick their task, run it live, but the framing still comes first. This tool predicts, it does not retrieve.
That one sentence I can work with. One sentence before the task, not a lecture on context windows and entropy.
Context windows matter too. Hard memory limit. Feed the model too much, and early context drops out. That's a real constraint.
Save that for after they've used it. Front-loading constraints on a tool they haven't touched yet is how you lose people.
Vague instructions produce high entropy outputs. Garbage in, garbage out, but the garbage looks polished. That's why prompt precision matters.
And who taught them to write precise instructions? That skill isn't evenly distributed. That's a real access gap.
That's why chain of thought prompting exists. Ask the model to show its reasoning steps. It measurably improves outputs on arithmetic and logic tasks.
Show your reasoning. My students already know how to ask that. That's a bridge, not a barrier.
Even a correct-looking chain of thought can be unfaithful. The model may reach the right answer using information its written rationale never mentions.
So verify independently. That's the takeaway. Don't trust the explanation. Check the conclusion.
Agreed on that? The mental model that survives, AI, is a reasoning engine, not a database. It predicts. It doesn't know. Verify everything important.
One sentence of framing, then their task, then the explanation, not a mechanics lecture before they felt the tool. That's my position, and it stands.
And the demonstration of the failure mode has to come before they form a trust relationship with the output. That's not negotiable on safety grounds.
Show me evidence that front-loaded mechanics produces better error detection than task-first experience, and I'll move. Until then, I'm starting with their lives.